Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, regardless of wherever you might be. Amen. We thank God for having you, and God bless you, and we continue to pray one for another. Amen. As we continue to go, amen, back and forth and through this virus and through these situations, amen. God has given us the glory. God has given us glory. He's always looking after us. Amen. We are his people. Amen. We're here. We're for him. And he's for us. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for looking upon us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, thine seed in hand on every part. God, whatever he's trying to do, God, he will not be successful. But we thank you, oh God, for him. You have given all power in your hands. Amen. We thank God that you have all the power. Amen. We thank God that you have all of the sickness and disease in your hand. Amen. And we're asking you, oh God, to be our overseer. Amen. Continue to be, amen, our help in time of trouble. Amen. So we're asking you now in the name of Jesus. Find Satan's hand. We look upon each and every one. Amen. Those that are online. Amen. And those that are going towards, amen, healing and deliverance. Amen. We're asking you, amen, because you are the one. You are the one. You are the one that helps us, take care of us. Look upon our mind. God said, David said that Peter and John and all the disciples, amen, you have the final say-so. Amen. You have the final say-so. Amen. You have the final say-so in every situation, every denomination. Amen. You have the final say-so. And God, we thank you for it. We thank you for it because we know you're here to help us. Amen. You're here to help us. And we thank you for it. We look upon us. Look upon us today, tonight, this afternoon. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you. Amen. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com. Amen. /JCI Ministries. And www.jciministries.org. Amen. We continue to pray for one another. Amen. You can always call in at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're always happy. Amen. When we say happy, we're always joyful to have, amen, regardless of whatever it might be. People need to know. The Bible said, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank God for that. Amen. We're talking about sound mind. Sound mind. Amen. One of the greatest things we can have, amen, is a sound mind. Amen. One of the greatest situations we can have, amen, is a sound mind. Amen. Regardless of what people might say, things might come and go. Amen. We need a sound mind. We always can go to Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpened in iron, that a man can sharpen the countenance of his friend, as well as Proverbs 24:6, the multitude of counsel is there in safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. We thank God for you, as always. Amen. We call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We continue to move around and, amen, to rise up and continue to move. Amen. There's a challenge of all men and women. Amen. About their minds. There's always a challenge. Amen. The multitude and the question was, amen, where did the enemy come from? And sometimes we always say, well, where did the enemy come from? Is there any more enemies out there? Amen. To deal with God's people, that fight against God's people? No, not according to the Bible. Not according to the Bible. There's no more enemies. There's no more people out there or angels out there. That no more. No more. Amen. So as we begin to move around and to look at the different areas of our life, we find that, amen, those of you that we're not responding, amen, those of you that's having a computer problem, amen, you'll find that, amen, you know, we're having a problem here in a little bit of area. But we're going to move on. Move on. Amen. The young man, amen, the young man that was having a problem, and Paul told Timothy, and we're going to work from there. Paul told Timothy, amen, the second Timothy, or the first Timothy, amen, first Timothy. Paul told Timothy, the young pastor, amen, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And we're going to take this from 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. The Apostle Paul and of Jesus Christ, the will of God, according to the promise of his life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I have served for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance to thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of the tears that I might be filled with joy when I remember the unfold faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me in prison, but be partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us into a holy calling according to the works but according to his purpose and grace, which was given in Jesus Christ before the whole world began. Amen. We're going to stop there. Amen. Paul has said to a young pastor, and because of the things that, amen, he has worked to perform the grace of God, and that all the men and women that comes before him as a pastor, amen, as a shepherd of the Lord, amen, that God has not given him, amen, a spirit of fear. There are many things that come before God, men and women, in this warfare. Many things. Amen. There's many things that men and women will see. Amen. And they begin to see and begin to move. Amen. Begin to pastors, and we're kind of directing this a little bit towards the pastors. Amen. And because of the fact that there are so many men and women today, amen, that are working in the gospel, they have fallen out of the gospel. There's so many of the men and women today have, amen, they have come before the gospel, they've put their life on the gospel, they're borrowed, they're set out, and they have given all they can, amen, to the Son of God. And it's so important, amen, that God's men and women, amen, they stretch their hands and they sacrifice all they can to help, amen, to run the church, to run the grace of God, to run the people of God, amen, and try to Paul was saying, amen, you cannot, amen, go to the world and expect the world to help you spread the gospel. You have to have, amen, a blog talk, a radio, or somewhere that you can synchronize yourself, that you have to go to, that you have to be careful about, amen, that will spread the word of God and be, amen, I guess, according to that time, and during that time, they didn't have many radios and many shows, amen, but they can have the performance, amen, that they have today. And during that time, amen, men and women, amen, they don't know what men and women have to go through because of, we don't have the news like we have the news today. We don't have all the different programs that they have today. Amen. They don't have the viruses, and they don't have all the hurricanes and problems that they had today that are not announced all over the world. So it's very important, amen, that God have men and women willing to sacrifice their life for the gospel. We're looking at Paul, and Paul's talking to Timothy, and he's talking to Timothy about the things that are happening. But he said that most of all, that God has not given, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear. That God has not given us the spirit, amen, and it's the spirit, amen, that bombards men and women. It's a spirit, amen, that God has not given us, amen, the spirit of fear, amen, and it's a spirit, amen, of love, and it's a spirit of sound mind, amen. But God, but of the power of love and of the sound mind, amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given us, amen, a timid spirit, a spirit, amen, of frightening, amen, of not having, amen, to be able to have, be able to have the stand. And Paul has said, done all the stand there for me. There was a young man in the Bible days that Jesus met, amen, on an island, amen. They ran up to him, amen. This man was possessed of devils, amen. This man was possessed, amen, and they knew who he was. They knew who he was, and this could kind of throw you off a little bit because of the fact that many times, amen, when you begin to work, amen, begin to move around, and you can run into all type of problems and situations, amen. And you can see, amen, that the enemy, he knows who you are. He knows, amen, what's your name, amen. He told Paul that I know your name, amen. Who art thou, amen? Who are, amen? You're the Holy One of child. You're the Holy One of God. Amen. He said, I know your name. I know your name, Paul. Amen. But don't suffer us to go back, amen, to the area. Amen. Don't suffer us to go back to the area, amen, that God has allowed us to go. Amen. Help us to go to another area. Help us to go to an area. Amen. And you notice the enemy, he said, Lord, help us to go to another area. Amen. But don't send us back. Amen. Don't send us back. Amen. Send us forward. Amen. Send us forward. Send us in a place, amen, that we can feel comfortable in. Now notice one of these things. Notice one of these things. That when the enemy start talking, amen, he knows your language. He knows your, you might not know he knows your language or whatever area you're in, amen, but he knows your language, amen. That's for people that, amen, in foreign countries and foreign places, amen, the devil knows your language, amen. When he knows your language, amen, and when he knows your language, amen, he decided that, help us, amen, to I'm looking at this program here, and help us to go to another area, amen, and trying to find an area, to go into the ocean. Help us to go into the pigs. Help us to go into the area, amen, that God give us to go. Amen. He said God because of the fact that those things can think. The devil can think. People don't realize the devil can think. Amen. People don't realize the enemy can think. Amen. They get together. They organize. Amen. That's why Paul said, Paul told Timothy, the enemy, amen, their principalities and powers in high places, amen, they organize, they set up, and they set up places, and they set up times, and they set up things, and they go out, amen. So here we find a young man, amen, he has asked Jesus. They was in the right mind. They was in the right mind of what they are. They was in the right mind of what they are. Amen. They was angels. They was in the right mind. Amen. They were fish, animals. They was in the right mind. So what is happening, amen, when they find themselves in the right mind, amen, they wanted power from God Almighty that they can go, amen, and lead them to go to an area where they feel comfortable. So what Jesus did, Jesus sent them into the swines. You might know the story. Jesus sent them into the swine. And when they had got themselves into the swine, the pig said, wait a minute. We're not going to, amen, accommodate these things. We're not going to accommodate these things. They want to tap. They want to destroy. Amen. So what are we going to do? They ran and they jumped into the ocean. So what you have human beings, you have devils, amen, and you got animals, amen. The young man left. The young man, amen. God healed him of the devils, and he told the devils to leave the young man. And after he left the young man, amen, they asked the young man, said, listen, we're going to go into, let us go into the devils. Let us go into the pigs. So Jesus said, okay, go. They went into the pigs, and the pigs said, wait a minute, this is not the way we're thinking. This is not what we're doing. Amen. So the pigs said, what are we going to do? We're going to destroy ourselves. We're going to drown. And so this is what Paul was saying. Amen. There are things that comes into the ministry. There are things that comes into the ministry that God has given us the power over all of these things. God has given us the power over everything and every situation. Amen. That you can be assured that God will protect you wherever you might go. God will protect you wherever you might go. I know that's a little, you know, kind of a little fumbling around there a little bit. I have a little problem with it. Amen. With my computer and things like this. But nevertheless, God has given you the power to help you to overcome these things. Amen. In the ministry, I think the first time, two things I came in contact with. One was a different situation. Amen. We was having a prayer meeting. A young lady was attacked. Amen. And we didn't realize that. And she was closing the doors. And we was closing the doors, you know, trying to keep some kind of privacy. Amen. And all the way around the prayer altar. Amen. And she got up and she started screaming. Amen. She started screaming and nobody knew what. Then I looked into her eyes. Her eyes looked like cat eyes. Her eyes looked like cat eyes. Amen. Then I knew. Amen. And two or three of us was trying to grab her and she was just all out of control. Amen. She had supernatural strength. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, word. Amen. And I spoke and I preached every word. I preached some sermons I thought I never knew. Amen. Then she calmed down. Then she rose back up. And I preached another sermon. I calmed down. Amen. Then I told her mother, why don't you talk to her? Amen. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. If you got any problems or any situation, amen, go to the word of God. If you got any conditions or situation, amen, the Hebrews, the fourth chapter said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. If you have any kind of connection or problems around your mental capacity, amen, you got to go to the word of God. amen. Another situation where, amen, the beginning of my ministry, amen, I was brought into a revival, amen. And the Sunday revival, and the young man got up, and he was old. He out of two or three different languages. His name was, he was speaking two or three different languages. Amen. I didn't know what I was doing, but the Lord led me to lay hands on him. Amen. He fell out. Amen. Then he got back up and two or three different words. In other words, make a long story short, amen, the Lord delivered him. Delivered him. Amen. But I didn't realize that God has given us the power over all these different things that's happening in this world. Today in this world, we have all type of different healing. We have all type of different, all kind of healings in this world. And we have all type of mental breakdowns. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. So we just have to stand strong and be calm and be and recognize that God will take care of us. God will take care of us. Amen. So God has given us a sound mind. God has given us a sound mind. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the studio now. Amen. I pray that you, amen, was able to suffer. Amen. Sue was scrambling around here early part of the program. So we pray that, you know, you'd be able to get something out of this broadcast. Amen. We're gonna go to the studio, how we work in this studio. Amen. We dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You just press 1 on your phone. And when you press 1 on your phone, all you have to do, amen, is when you see that 1, amen, you hear us, say you're in the studio, amen, that's how you do. We don't call out nobody's name. We just want you to feel free, amen, and to express yourself. All right, this thing we have 561-6193. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. Go right ahead. God bless you. All right. All right. We thank God for you. Maybe you're not on the air yet. Amen. Hello? All right. We thank God for you. All right, we're going to, amen. Yes, we always have certain areas of problems and situations, amen, in people's lives. And God people, amen, have to know that they are able to stand up. God people, they have to know that they're able to stand up. If they are able to stand up, amen, and ask God, amen, to pray God and ask God to help them, amen, to help them to overcome, amen, because of the fact that, number one, you have given your life over to Christ. You have given your life over to Christ. Amen. Once you give your life over to Christ and confess his sins and confess your fault one to another, repent, amen, ask God to come in your life and, amen, ask him to help you, amen, and be baptized in water if you can, amen. I know there's a lot of things goes on today, amen, so many false information, amen. As you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and ask God to come in your life and shed and have his blood, amen, over your life, amen. You have a right, amen, to have your salvation under his blood. Amen. You can press one on your phone and, amen. You can press one on your phone and go 5-855-236-2252 347-215-8816 855-236-2252-347-218816. Amen. This might be a little sticky today or this afternoon, wherever you might be listening to this commercial. Amen. But we're in this area. We're in this area now. We've been bombarded, amen, with all type of disease, all type of problems. And it's not coming from the church. Amen. God sent his church, amen, be delivered. God sent his church, amen, to pray for the sick. Amen. All kind of disease. Amen. God sent his church, amen, to be the soldiers of the cross. Amen. That's what the soldiers of the cross is about. And you have a right, amen, to go right ahead, amen, and listen and read the Bible, amen, and go to church when you can. When you can. There come a time, amen, when you can't go to church. Amen. There's a time when you can't go to church. Amen. But thank God you have a situation where you can go to church. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252-347-215-8816. All right, God bless you. Amen. We are here for you. Those you might have a question, amen, can the enemy possess? Can the enemy possess a child of God? Or can the enemy possess, amen, a sick man? Can the enemy possess, amen, take over a human body? Amen. All those kind of things. Amen. When you come down to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you should be able to answer those questions. You should be able to answer that question. All right. All right, we're gonna move on, and I think we're going to go back to this. Amen. All right, we're gonna move on. Amen. Amen. There are always questions that asking, amen, that can you be saved? Can you be saved? Can you go on, amen, amen. Can you go on, amen? All right. 229-8742. God bless you. Let's press on your phone. 229-8742. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, we thank what we heard already. And I especially love the part that you've given in 2 Timothy. And for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Because we know that fear will come, and we know fear comes from the enemy. And so we just thank God for what he brings to us. And we have to have the mind to discern that when fear comes, it's from the enemy, because he has said he would give us power. And we know that he said in Acts that when the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we shall receive power. And so we have to know by faith this is activated in our lives, that power. Put down fear and know that the enemy, as you said, he can read our body language. He can read things, the past. He can bring that up. But he can't always know what's in our mind. And I've been taught that only the thoughts that he puts in our mind, if we're thinking fearfully, put it there. If we're being afraid of it, he did that. So we'll know that's not of God, because the scripture says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. We're supposed to be walking out on faith, and faith and fear cannot live in the same place. So we have to be activated by faith that we have power, because we're saved, we're filled with the Holy Ghost, and that is our power source. And he's given us love, that love, and a sound mind, the scripture says. So when you think of a sound mind, that's a mind that's rooted, that's firm. The foundation is Jesus Christ, that sound mind. It is just as if you were building a house. You don't want to build a house on a shaky foundation, but you want that foundation to be sound. And so that's what I believe Paul was reminding his son Timothy, the faith that he had put in him, and he had put it in by the laying of his hands. He even mentioned that faith was in his grandmother and his mother. And he said, I believe that it's in you also. And we are to take it from generation to generation, the faith of God. And he knew he had laid hands on his son, Timothy, and he had received that faith. So we have to walk in faith. And it is a job for the believers today, because we see so many negative things. We see so many things in the world that are not faith walking situations. But by faith, when we read the word and get our strength from the powerhouse of the word, we have to walk in that day by day, minute by minute, and second by second. We got to have faith. When it lines up with the word of God, we know it's sound. We know that it's firm. We know that it's honest. It's concrete, and we can build on it when we line it up with the word of God. So I just thank God for our talk tonight and our belief tonight. It's in Jesus Christ, and he has given us that power. There are three things: power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. We know when we start looking at people and looking at them in the wrong way and don't feel the same thing about people, that's not love. The Bible says, love ye one another, even love your enemy. And it takes the power of God to love an enemy. But it can be done through Christ Jesus. Not of my own self, but if I let him do the work in me, I can love my enemies. I can have that sound mind, think right, walk right, talk right. And I just thank God for the lesson tonight. And that is my prayer tonight, that the let me remember the unfiring faith that is in me. And as he said, first dwell in his grandmother. And I remember my grandmother, the faith that she had, and my mother, the faith that she had, and I know that it is in me. I walk in Christ Jesus and look ever to him, because he's my power source.
All right, woman of God, God bless you. Good to have you. Amen as well. Amen. Paul told Timothy, Father, peace with all men and holiness without. And the psalm said, pursue peace. Pursue it. Pursue it. Amen. And sometimes it's hard to find, but you have to pursue peace. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're moving on. We're moving on, as always. Amen. The Paul said a sound mind, you know, when you build towards, amen, scriptures and you build towards programs, amen, you need to know exactly what's the blueprint, and God, amen, has given us the blueprint, amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We want to make sure we have the, make sure we cover everyone, amen, on the program, and those that want to say something, amen. Maybe you have a thought, amen, you want to interject in this program, amen. But remember that why are we working so hard, amen. Jesus said, and we mean put the, amen, when you build a house upon the sand, amen, when the storm comes and washes away, things become moving back and forth, amen. It's not like building a house on a rock. It's not like building a house on a rock. No. When you build a house on a rock, it'll stay there, amen. And wind will come, water will come, but it will remain on the rock. Amen. So that's what God is saying to a sound mind. Amen. It's building. Amen. On a rock. And Jesus is rock. All right, press one on the phone. Amen. You might have something to say. We want to be able to have you to come forth, and amen, you want to have something to say as well, amen. Jesus is our rock. He is our, the wind may blow, the storms may come back and forth, but he is the rock. He's the rock. And it's good to know. And it's good to know, amen, that Jesus, amen, will not fade away. He will not fade away. Even though the wind is blowing now, virus rain, and the viruses are coming, and amen, I've heard there be some more viruses out there. Amen. But nevertheless, brethren, amen, he's not going to fade away. He's going to stand right there with you. He's going to stand right there with you. He's going to shield you. Amen. He's going to shield you like the ark. Amen. Ark of safety. He's going to shield you. He's going to protect you. Amen. But you might get a little wet. Amen. You might get a little problems. Amen. But he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. All right. Here we go. We're 855-236-2252, 347-215-8816. Amen. 855-236-2252, 347-215-8816. Amen. You have to remember, amen, you are the church. You are the church. Amen. You are the church. God puts in you, amen, the hope of glory. Amen. You are the mind. Amen. Body, soul, and mind. Amen. You are, amen, the individual. Amen. You can rebuke the devil. You can rebuke Satan. You can rebuke things, even though you're human. Amen. But yet and still, you would stand tall. Paul said, if you've done all to stand therefore with. Amen. If you've done all to stand for with. Amen. And God will protect you. God will protect you. Remember now, we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God. There are some things that we have to remember. Amen. God lead us and guide us. He lead us and guide us. Sometimes you'll be able to stop. Amen. You stop and All right. Okay, we're going to make sure. We want to make sure 229-8742. Yeah, I don't know, 229-8742. We wanted to say anything else. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. You can go down to different places. Amen. If you ever get there before time or ahead of time, and somebody say, "Oh, you know, you just missed that," and if before you got saved, you say, "Oh, you know, I'm glad you didn't come through during that time." But when you got saved, you was almost there, and something happened, or you got saved. And something happened behind you. Amen. God didn't want that to happen to you. He didn't want that to happen to you. Amen. So we have children of God. Amen. We're not lucky. We're not involved in luck. We're not involved in horoscopes. We're not involved, amen, birthmarks. Amen. All these other things. Amen. We have stripped ourselves. Amen. We have stripped ourselves. Amen. And we have gotten that to the point where we totally depend on God. Totally depend on God. Amen. All right. All right. We're here. And we always saying to you and you and you, call a friend, tell a friend, the doctor of truth is on the air. Amen. Think we don't publicize our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And as well as, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Amen. You'll find that, amen, there are many different things that goes on in this world. The world is too big. Nevertheless, the world is too big, brother. Amen. There's so many things going on in this world. Amen. But God protects us. He protects us. How he protects you is by you led by the Spirit of God. Amen. You not only be led by the Spirit of God, but he also leads you and guides you into all peace, all problems. Amen. The world can be falling apart. Amen. But you see it, you understand it, but yet and still, God protects you. All right? All right, you can push one on your phone, and we're going to go back up here and see, amen, at this telephone number right here. We're going to see if, hello? 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 All right.
Hello.
Brother Jerry.
Oh, hello, Bishop. How are you?
All right, you?
What happened? I had my glasses off and I was punching. But God be the glory. I was right here with you, and I went to 1 Corinthians down here at the first 5 verses, but I'm gonna just start at the 5th verse.
Okay.
1 Corinthians.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In everything, we are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed to you, so that you come behind in of guilt, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in all days of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I understand that because over there in the book it says the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I need to know the fear of man is ignorant. That's the way I see it. Because God gave us the power over Satan. He has no power. We got power over him until he get in your head. Now, if he get in your head, he can handle you. But if you just pray to God and keep going doing what you're supposed to do by God, then he will bless you and give you the understanding the way you're supposed to live. Thank you so much. So
all
if
right.
I need
all
insight,
right.
would you give it to me, please?
All right. God bless you. Amen. God. Amen. Paul is saying, and he's in Corinthians, concerning the fear. Amen. It's called. It's two kind of fears. All kind of fear. Jesus said, "Fear the one that be able to kill your body, soul, and spirit." Amen. Fear the one. Amen. Can kill your body, soul, and spirit. Amen. And we have to understand that there are some things that the man can bring, and you might not realize. Amen. That God will help you in those things, so you just get out of the way, and you don't want to be involved in that. Amen. If you can understand what I'm saying in that to that part, that's man. You might see a ride, and you might not want to go towards a ride, or you might not want to go towards that, and you say, "Well, I don't want to go around and be involved in that." But nevertheless, amen, God helps you. Amen. God helps you into that area. Amen. So God wants you to realize, amen, that fear the ones that help you. Amen. Body, soul, and spirit. And today we got so much going on today. We got so much going on. Amen. We got riots. We got all kind of fear concerning. Fear, it traumatizes you. But nevertheless, God is able. God is able. All right. We thank God for each and every one. Amen. We're gonna get ready now to get ready to go into our prayer life, and we asking each and every one to pray for our brothers and our sisters. Amen. Each one is going to continue to pray for those of you that each one continue to pray for those. Amen. Continue to pray for those that are going through all these different type of spirits. Since we're talking about different type of spirits. Amen. And those of in the sick beds, we having problems in the sick beds, amen. And some of you having problems, amen, financially, amen. That brings a fear. That brings a fear because it's an element of areas there that you're not sure about, amen. But you know God is able. God can settle things down. God can settle the situations down. Amen. And he can help us. He can help us. All right, we're going to open up the prayer line. We're going to open up the prayer line now. And those of you that desire to pray, amen, you can pray at this time. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen. You can desire to pray. Amen. And pray for your brothers and sisters, those that are in Christ. and those that are outside of Christ. No matter any time we can intercede. We can intercede for those that are outside of Christ. Amen. And you never know, amen, who you will be praying for. Amen. But you never know. Amen. Somebody pray for you. Somebody pray for me. Amen. All right. All right, we can push one on your phone. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines for prayer line. Open up the line for prayer line. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Amen. All right, we're 850-2337. 2337. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence. We ask you for a sound mind and a good attitude. We thank you for vision. We pray for each and every person on the sound of my voice, their well-being, their family members. We pray for this disease, Lord, and all other things, Lord, that's not of you. We ask you, Lord, that we walk in the spirit, faith, truth. Lord, we need you. We need constant guidance. Lord, we understand that all power is in your hand. Give us the spirit, sound mind, and a good attitude. Let us love one another. Christ love the church. Lord, we ask you for these prayers and all prayers in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. The attitude. Amen. Doctor, let you know the attitude of a patient. Amen. The attitude of a patient. Amen. They are the ones. Amen. Say, I can make it. Amen. Doesn't matter how it goes. Amen. You ever heard someone say, well, amen, I'm sick and tired. Amen. They said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to make it. I'm going to work on it regardless of what come and go.